lie down. Lay dead.
Okay, my episode. Hi, welcome to B-Movie Deathmatch. This
Hi.
Is Chris.
Hi.
And Winnie the Pooh.
Stop interrupting my episode.
We ate bacon.
This is Chris,
yeah,
and this week
bacon.
We are watching Fright Night.
What movie
Just gonna
are
get
watching?
That out of the way pretty early, because it takes us like an hour sometimes to say the movie. So we're watching Fright Night. It's a movie about vampires in the 80s.
I hate it when you're in charge, Chris.
Me too.
Why?
Because
I don't ramble on for 45 minutes.
Rambling is my way of life.
Rambo's my favorite movie.
Anyway,
Dylan.
Yes?
Oh, wait. Everyone introduce themselves. Hi, I'm Chris.
Hi, I'm Dana.
Only Zool.
Hi, I'm Ross.
I actually am banning the Dana Zool thing. It's been overdone now.
You can't ban anything. You're not the judge.
Damn it.
I'm Dylan, and this is Winnie.
Dylan is holding a naked Winnie the Pooh.
Hi, everybody.
It was clothed last week.
It was not clothed last week.
This is Winnie. It hasn't been clothed in 30 years.
I am not that old.
It's weird. Winnie the Pooh without a shirt looks like he's wearing less than that somehow.
Every time you move his arms, it looks like he's rubbing his nipple.
Oh, no, now you'll recognize whenever you see Winnie the Pooh that he never has pants on.
I'm Tommy, and there is no Arlen this week sitting in for
there
Arlen.
There is no Arlen.
There is no Arlen. There is
only
Zool.
There's only Dana, yeah.
And there is no Dana, so I cut out the middleman there.
Are you telling us that you stripped this Winnie the Pooh to prove a point?
No, I was a kid and I thought he needed a bath, so I took his clothes off.
You didn't ever put the shirt
week?
Back on?
Yeah, this was last week.
Did you bathe him with your tongue?
What did you do with his shirt?
I lost
cum.
Him. What?
That's convenient.
Cum? Why'd you just say cum?
Because you said, did you bathe it with your tongue? And I said, no, it's cum.
You can't bathe things with cum.
It's a liquid.
I guess we did just watch The Greasy Strangler. You can bathe things in grease.
I don't know. Don't forget the nasty one where the girls were bathing in like a pool of cum.
Yeah.
Right?
Breeders.
That was
Breeders
it.
Was
Breeders.
A film that actually had people bathing in cum. So I take back my point.
But we didn't see Winnie the Pooh in there. So
no, Winnie
the
Pooh
was he was in the bottom.
There. There's still a lack of them.
Really
you know what?
What a log.
He was in The Shining and he was having cum blasted up his nose by that ghost gentleman when Shelley Duvall was losing her shit.
Yep. That was Winnie the Pooh.
Was it not?
No,
it was a yellow bear.
It wasn't a yellow bear. It was a dog.
The thing that's blowing the thing from The Shining is most definitely... Oh, it is a dog.
It was
yeah,
me.
It's a dog costume.
Well, fuck me.
You're just rambling, like a rambling.
What happened? I thought you were watching The Shining like 3 times a week.
I watch a lot of The Shining. But now The Greasy Strangler's taken that place. I've watched
Hi,
that.
Hi, beautiful Janet.
I watched it a third time with Ethan the other
time. But who lost last week, Dylan?
It was not me.
I know. I'm asking you who lost.
Tommy.
So Tommy lost last week.
Oh, fuck. We already did this night.
Yeah. So Tommy brought the snacks of the week.
And Dylan, and sorry, not Dylan, Christopher Morgan, Christopher P. Bacon, doesn't own any goddamn pans in his house. He lives in a house with 3 adults and he doesn't own a fucking pan.
We discovered that I do.
Do
well, that
you
pans
don't.
Pans are owned by people in this house.
I made bacon pancake donuts, which is where you cook bacon and then use the grease to fry pancake batter. And I have a stomach ache. I've also been like pissed drunk every night for the last 5 nights.
Oh,
and,
that's what I forgot.
I'm in a weird place right now.
I forgot to get pissed drunk before that show.
Like tonight?
Yeah.
Well, you're here now, and you're stuck with us sober.
You can get drunk on the good times.
Can we refer to Tommy as Forrest Gump just for this evening?
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That was a little much.
No, I think it's...
I mean, it looks exactly like
No, Tommy loves running.
Yeah. You love running.
You do look okay.
He has the hat.
It's just
the
hair right
and the beard,
now.
Yeah.
I'm just getting
you look like,
a Forrest Gump vibe.
Yeah,
right now.
You look like the point where he stops running.
But you'll never stop.
He's sad because he's been described as Kurt Russell for like 3 weeks straight.
Yeah, I've downgraded from Kurt Russell to Tom Hanks. I'm not happy.
Well, actually, if that's an upgrade if you consider the amount of awards.
Consider money or coolest brother.
Or most mentally handicapped child ever made in a movie.
No, his child's not handicapped.
Oh, yeah, he was, wasn't he?
No, his child was fine. That was the whole
point.
Oh,
yeah, he was worried about it. My bad. Yeah, whoops, guys. Oops.
His child wasn't retarded.
Just cut that
when he found out he
Don't cut that.
Child.
Leave that in.
Hey,
I just, yeah.
What if it's
Jenny
like,
taking advantage of Forrest?
That's a rape.
That's
yeah.
rape, right?
Stop bringing up rape every single time.
Also,
just,
it's because I just came in from Alabama, so I was thinking about Alabama.
Rape is on your heels. Because you're coming from Alabama.
That's not really.
Also,
that's
Forrest
incest.
Gump, remember? Rainbow Alabama.
Hey, don't discredit it. It could be both.
It could be both.
Incest rape is a different kind of rape.
They call it the Dirty South for a reason.
I mean, we're like more South.
I think the South.
South is a culture.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, Texas is not as much of a Southern state. It's fucking like Indiana sometimes.
Yeah.
West Virginia is pretty fucking far north, and they are backwoods.
They are fucking everybody that is related to them. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Incest is cool.
Incest is great. B-Movie Deathmatch recommends incest.
Incest rape is not.
Yes.
Incest.
Only have sex with your family members that consent.
Well, and the best part is that only one person in the family has to get a test for STDs.
That's true.
Because if one is, everyone's safe, right?
Yeah.
There we go.
I mean...
All right. Sorry.
And that's the plot to the new Resident Evil game.
West Virginia, take
one,
me home.
One of them leaves the house and comes back with STDs. Yeah. It affects the whole family.
But it's like Resident Evil worms. So, you know.
The hills have AIDS. It's a whole mess.
Wait, do we need to say that for
pretty good. You just titled the episode. All right. Where is Arlen?
The pancakes were pretty good.
Thank you.
I had mine with a piece of chicken.
I'm scared because they were so greasy, I'm going to be on the verge of almost shitting myself on my dough. So, if I go to the bathroom, I am pooping.
Will you strangle somebody?
Yes.
I don't
so much bacon grease.
I honestly
there.
Think there wasn't enough grease.
The greasy
peeing is private, sir.
There ain't enough great grease to lubricate the whole world.
Oh, God.
I need the grease to lubricate my throat.
Yeah.
I want it to be as greasy as the goose you cooked for Christmas dinner.
You could get this pasta at the finest Italian restaurant.
If this is your first episode, last week we watched The Greasiest Wrangler, and it was terrible.
You know what?
It was the best
Chris, this is no one's first episode. This is no one's last episode. This is no one's 30th episode.
No one's listening.
No one's listening to this bullshit.
Well,
does Brock still subscribe?
No, we scared him away a few episodes ago.
Darn. We watched The Greasiest Strangler, and he was really scared.
It's too creepy for him.
Please tell me that y'all taken a moment to appreciate flat earthers on this show.
That was the first,
wonderful.
Our first demographic
Excellent.
Of the week, which brings
wonderful.
Us to the next segment, demographic of the week.
Oh, wait, before that happens, I do want to say that I want to bring up, recently one of our demographics was people who go to fast food restaurants and get two meals and then actually order two drinks so that the person at the window doesn't think they're fat. I recently did that, everybody. I just want to let everybody know that I am technically a portion of the demographic.
Oh,
I just really, really wanted a lot of Taco
Yeah,
Bell.
So you became a demographic of last week.
I'm just a stat.
Honesty is the best policy.
So anyone have any ideas for demographic of the week? Because I didn't think of any.
I do. I have one. Oh. I have an excellent one. There's a wonderful new dating site that's sponsoring us this week. It's gotta be Mouse Match. People what? That go onto mousematch.com can meet their significant others who also share a passion for Disney movies.
I was going to guess that's what that was.
I was actually going to guess it, like, people who just had rats. Because, those people love their rats.
Yeah.
Well, what's neat is that on this particular dating website, I was researching it earlier, you can actually, match with people using your preferences for certain Disney movies.
Okay, well, we're
gonna... So, if you're more of a Mulan, or if you're more of a, Pocahontas, or, what have
Tangled.
You.
Tangled.
Yeah. So if you have a preference, also we all know the sexiest Disney princess is definitely Jasmine, right? So if you share
Princess Leia.
I don't know. Ooh, she's Middle Eastern.
Here's my only question.
Hitting home run jokes over there, Chris.
Thanks.
When you say that you were looking into it, what were the princesses that you selected? Because obviously that means you joined the website.
Do you know how many Disney princesses there are?
I don't. I'm not
officially.
Familiar.
Officially,
I remember.
There's a trivia question.
I remember.
Well, there's 11.
Do you remember?
Well, thank you for answering the trivia. Yeah.
Well, so the story is, I've been on the road for 10 hours today, driving back from Alabama, from Pensacola, Florida. Excuse me?
Are you looking at your phone while you're driving?
Well, yes, I did. But we were listening to local radio stations all the way back, just for fun. And as we were driving, there was an ad for this
There's an ad match. For it?
Yeah. Oh, it's because you're in Louisiana.
Yes.
There's a lot of dating for like 10-year-olds there.
Yeah, well, it did say it did strongly,
the age of consent.
Kid cucking.
It strongly recommended 18 or older.
Strongly? In Louisiana, like.
Necessary.
A Louisiana 18.
The recommendations,
is four.
Yeah. That's like, you know.
Because the age of consent, it's vastly different in Louisiana.
They brought the boom audibly close to the face.
That
you.
Should be our demographic of the week, is the people that are on mousematch.com.
Child brides?
Yeah.
Child brides.
Our demographic of the week is people who are looking
brides.
For children on mousematch.com.
Our,
our demographic is pedophiles.
What's great is
we already had Jared Fogel as a fan.
I believe if you're a member and you meet and you find your happily ever after,
forever
later, that they will actually give you a discount ever. On having your ceremony at one of the Disney locations.
Oh, is this sponsored by Disney?
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. It's not, but they offer destination wedding discounts.
Do they allow LGBTQ relationships?
I bet they do. They sponsor
they
family
add,
days.
They allow
so.
Pedophiles, so I would only assume that,
I feel they're very open.
Pedophilia is okay, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're very accepting of that.
Thank you.
Another good example of audio to isolate for blackmail.
I'm just really glad that something like this exists for all the people that really are so.
So I can find all the other people who are sexually attracted to Mater from Cars.
Oh, gross.
Well, that was one of the things that cracks me up. One of the rules is if you don't want to actually use your personal profile picture, you can choose to use one of the character profile.
Oh, everyone uses a character.
Everyone uses the Prince Charming characters, I bet.
You would wait until you find the one woman who uses the female car from Cars, and you would hit her with, like, the "Do you like Lightning McQueen?" And you wink at her.
Ka-chow.
Ka-chow.
Oh, that'd be a great site for furries, too, because you do Lion King.
Yeah.
My profile would just be Eric from The Little Mermaid.
There you go.
And then I would just never message anyone.
I would
come
to
me.
Robin Hood for furries.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Robin Hood's 100% furry.
Yeah, that's right.
Or, I mean, I guess, never mind, Mowgli wasn't.
Hey,
that was pedophilic.
We didn't see his adolescent years.
No, but Baloo was.
Yeah,
Baloo was a bear.
Yeah, Baloo.
The
bear. The bear. Shere Khan. Yeah,
that was what he was always getting after. I'm pretty positive.
That's the meaning. That's
pottery,
the true meaning behind bear necessities.
Oh,
this is bear necessities.
You think Baloo was after Mowgli's butt?
I think he was. I think he was trying to get him to touch his bear necessities.
I mean, he very suggestively gave him bananas.
He did.
Times,
he
right?
did used to let him cuddle on his tummy while he swam back.
Actually, going back to the banana thing, I thought this whole thing was kind of contrived, and then I remembered the banana shots.
I've been trying.
That boy gets some bananas in his mouth.
He does shoot them.
Like, oh, jeez, he
does some fucking bananas. And then there's the Louis Armstrong bit, which
yeah.
is. A little bit fucked up.
King Louis?
Yeah. You know what? Fuck, I was calling it The Lion King. The other one. The other fucking
Jungle Book.
Yeah, there you go.
The remake, the live-action remake, was not bad, though.
It was
I heard it's really
too
good.
Violent for my parents.
Your parents just don't like talking animals.
Yeah, I know. They love like, Fargo.
That for a demographic?
But they don't.
That's a fantastic demographic, yeah.
My parents?
Tommy's parents
are the Mickey lovers?
Mm-hmm.
Mouseketeers? What are they called?
The Mouse Match.
It's mousematch.com.
My bad. Sorry, okay.
But what about any website for the Willards out there who have a basement full of rats?
Rat match. We'll come to you.
Pest control. I don't know.
I'm a 27-year-old male. My favorite pet was recently murdered by my boss, and then I lost my job. Currently, I'm in a power struggle with a giant rat named Ben who wants me to murder.
Ben helped me murder my boss.
And he murdered my mom, apparently, according to whatever we decided to vote on that bullshit episode.
What's going on next?
Okay, well,
what's the next thing?
Now is time for trivia, I guess, because I still don't have the segment sheet from like 4 weeks ago.
Fuck.
Wow.
So
I don't want to do this.
Everyone, do your noises. Ross. Dana.
Whoops.
Okay, Dana, do your noise. Dylan. And Tommy.
Dylan.
All right.
If Winnie knows but I don't, can he buzz in?
Sure, he doesn't talk very loud.
It's because you silenced him as a child.
He's also a figment. He's also a figment of people's imagination.
Your imagination?
He's also a metaphor for emotional eating disorder?
No, schizophrenia.
No, Pooh can't be schizophrenic.
Pooh's not schizophrenic.
Oh, no, he's the... Okay, I thought you meant, like, that movie, that show is...
No.
Every character represents a, like,
mental
a...
Movement.
Yeah.
Does that make Eeyore depression?
Yes.
Yeah, Eeyore is depression.
Congratulations, you
Piglet is...
OCD.
I was gonna say.
Oh, rabbit. Was
yeah, rabbit.
Oh,
rabbit.
What's Piglet?
Anxiety.
Anxiety. Yeah, that's right.
Generalized anxiety disorder.
And Tigger is ADHD.
Yeah.
And Owl's a fucking asshole.
Owl's an asshole. what's Kanga and Roo?
Oedipus complex.
Gross.
The feeling you get after having an abortion.
I'm really impressed with your. There's the Pooh knowledge.
There's no Mr. Roo, so I mean,
what
like,
about Heffalumps and Woozles?
What the fuck are
those? Those were late additions. We don't account those.
It's like when you watch
it's not
the,
part of canon.
Yeah.
It's when your parents don't believe that you have any problems.
Christopher Robin's the one who has schizophrenia.
Yeah.
Because he's got all those.
He's talking to fucking
friends.
Imaginary animals in a fake wood. His
anyway,
must have beat
so this week we're watching Fright Night, which is a movie about someone who.
Everyone already knows Chris.
Yeah, this is a cult classic.
The trivia this week is tangentially vampire related.
I'm going to take you off of the tracks you're on and just derail you, which is the definition of derailing. What? Oh, come closer to the mic?
Yes,
yeah.
Right.
I don't like it. I don't
stop
like
whispering.
It.
Say it.
How does that feel?
Yeah.
Not good.
Where's Arlen?
Arlen is at a fucking wedding trying to get some sick, sick upper-class Highland Park poon.
I thought he was at a graduation party.
He's at a graduation party, hopefully a college graduation party, he's trying to get some sick, sick poon.
No doubt, knee-deep in martini glasses
and mouse
dirty wit ladies.
Mouse match on his phone.
Mice match.
I didn't pick Arlen for one of those that seeks out the dirty ladies.
Well, his profile image on Mouse Meat is Jafar, so he knows.
That staff and that creepy ass beard. Oh, he'll keep picking him off.
I could see Arlen like in the Jafar costume, and it makes more sense than I wanted to. With
a
fucking bird on his shoulder.
He's gotta use his little his little staff with the crazy eyes that he uses to like.
Didn't it have a name?
The little bird is named Iago.
Iago, but didn't the staff have a name?
No.
Maybe in Aladdin 3, but no.
Maybe in the extended universe.
I think it did have a name.
In the comics, it has a name.
Yelled at it, or yelled to produce
it. It was in the Bible.
Fucking work!
Oh, yeah.
I derailed you enough. Okay, sorry.
So they're all going to be vaguely or tangentially vampire related.
Oh shit, we should give them
so,
more points.
Ready to go?
Do you have a pencil so I can write down points when I get them?
Just keep track in your head.
I can't do that.
Math is hard for me.
Okay, minus 5 points for Tommy.
Damn it.
Keep track of that.
I'm good. I don't need anything.
There's a thing of pencils behind Dylan. Dylan, please don't break
Dylan.
One.
I'm gonna use my phone like everybody else is.
Well, could you hand me a pencil?
Fucking A. Jeez.
Thank you, Dana.
Does everyone have their predictions on them?
Yes.
Got, like,
oh, God.
Pencils.
Somewhere.
There's
I'm gonna chew on it, Chris.
Someone's...
Oh, look at me nibble on your pencil. You'll lose your goddamn mind.
Tommy's nibbling my pencil.
Oh, we clipped.
Oh, that's when we
that's
all
when
laughed,
we,
yeah.
That's when we laughed really hard at the Jafar reference.
Okay, so... rules for this one are going to be a little bit different. It's the same. If you buzz in and you get it wrong, you will have minus 1 point. But if you buzz in after a hint is given, you will not get minus 2 points. I want to encourage people to buzz in.
Wow.
Are any of these questions multiple choice?
Wait a bit
nope.
Backwards.
Are any of these questions fill in the blank?
Nope.
Am I going to know the answers to any of these questions?
A lot of these questions will have bonus points associated with them. I'll let you know when those come up. So... Kiefer Sutherland, known to us as Sonny from The Cowboy Way, plays the lead vampire in one of the 80s most iconic vampire movies.
I did it.
Tommy buzzed in.
I did it first.
No, Dylan did it first.
Okay. Dylan, would you like to go?
Why don't we talk? Yeah, hold on, please. Give me 1 sec.
Yeah, give a timer limit, because I know this one.
Okay.
But you can't just start it now. We never just started immediately.
9.
We never just started
8,
immediately. Fuck.
Well, you rung in, dude.
Well, I know. I know it, too. God damn it.
Beep, 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 beep.
I'll give you a hint.
Beep, beep, beep. No, it's mine.
Do, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Do.
Fuck, I lost it because we talked. Fuck.
The Lost Boy.
I hate
you. Okay, you both have minus 1 point because you didn't let me finish the question. Ross, would you like to go or would you like for me to finish the question?
Finish the question, please.
What is the name of the sequel to this movie?
It's Lost Boys 2.
Lost Boys 2.
No, Ross is minus 1 point.
Hey, you gave the hint.
Yeah.
That was at the end of the question.
That was the end of the question.
Fuck.
Dana, would you like to try to answer this question?
I'm not sure I know this
one. Wait for the hint, and then you have no penalty.
I'll wait for the hint.
Also, you gotta listen better.
I didn't come up with a hint, but,
Oh, wow, surprise. Just tell us then, Dick. You can't give
what's
two
a group
hints
of, what's a group
point.
Of Native Americans?
A tribe?
Okay, so now come up with the name of the movie.
The Lost Tribe.
Oh, Tommy, do you just want more negative points?
Yes.
He can't get
I like making snacks because I easily made the best snack we've ever
okay.
had.
Okay. So,
Popeye's
chicken. Dana, would you like to take a shot, or do you just want to pass?
I'm not sure. Can I take a free one without losing any points?
No.
Yes.
Okay,
you said after the hint that
I said penalty. I said it'd still be minus 1 point, not minus two, which was what the previous ones were.
I'm going to pass.
Okay.
Is it just the tribe?
It is Lost Boys, the tribe, and I was hoping to catch you guys by saying the Lost Boys, the tribe, because it's not the Lost Boys, it's just Lost Boys, the tribe. Extra
I don't like
credit.
Your semantics bullshit.
Extra
Samantha.
Credit. What's the name of the third movie?
I'm upset.
I'm guessing no one knows this. It's Lost Boys, the Thirst. They made three of these.
Wait, the third one is called The Thirst?
Yes.
Wow.
Is like it's spelled like 3ST?
No.
This
isn't the Fast and the Furious.
The Threest?
The third one. The third one is well, in the second one, only Corey Feldman comes back as
Ew.
The Frog Brother. The other
what?
One has become a vampire. In
There's
the third
frog?
One, the other Frog Brother comes back as well, and they team up.
I clearly don't know enough about this.
Nerd.
Don't care.
Also,
these came out in 2008 and 2010. There was a fourth one. And a TV series planned.
Let's get creative.
As the Smashing Pumpkins taught us, the world is a vampire. With that in mind, who plays Mr. World in Star's adaptation of American Gods?
Go fuck yourself, you little weirdo.
Wait, can you repeat the question?
As the Smashing Pumpkins taught us, the world is a vampire. With that in mind, who plays Mr. World in Star's adaptation of American Gods?
Rigdon Stellars.
Oh, minus one.
Is I'm it, just gonna go for the lowest score I can
I
get.
I wanna guess,
out of
but,
spite.
But I know I'm wrong, so
go
I'm
ahead.
Not gonna guess. I'm not gonna guess.
Okay.
I know I'm wrong.
Anyone wanna buzz in? There's a hint for this one.
Is the world a vampire? Is that a hint?
No, but there's a hint. Okay, I want the hint?
Yes.
Hint. Despite all of his rage, he is still just a rat in a cage.
Fuck! I know, I was about to say Crispin Glover.
Yes, it is Crispin Glover.
Is it really?
Yes. Oh. That is why I chose that song specifically, because that song is, despite all its rage, still just a rat in a cage. I was hoping you guys would be able to pick up on that
yeah,
little clue.
Yeah.
I got
but,
you.
I did.
You get the point.
Yeah.
I just went back to zero.
So,
bigger one right here.
So, number three, Jerry B. showed us the true origin of Dracula in this 2000 film. Don't answer, don't buzz in yet. What was the title and who is Dracula's true identity?
I remember this. Dracula 2000 and Judas from the Bible.
There you go, 1 point.
That's weird. Wait, why isn't that 2 points if it was two questions?
Oh, that was actually a specific thing that the people who hadn't seen Dracula 2000, yeah, could get 2 points.
It's only for people who've been with us since episode 7.
I mean, I haven't seen Dracula 2000.
Known for his role as Eddie Cullen. Sorry, this is number four. Known for his role as Eddie Cullen, Bob Patterson also played who in the Harry Potter movies?
Oh!
Dana?
Cedric Diggory.
I thought you meant Edward Cullen. Like,
and by the way, it's Edward Cullen, and it's not...
Yeah, it's Eddie Cullen and Bob Patterson.
You're a bad person, you cocksucking little monster.
Eddie Cullen and Bob Patterson.
You're like a bad person.
I'm confused.
You're like
you know
a pretty bad person.
There was a cabal against
hey,
you
did
winning.
I get it right?
Yeah, extra credit.
Shadow government.
Yeah, there was a shadow government against Dylan winning this
I'm
game.
Saying shadow
but after
government,
picking
yeah.
like Greasy Strangler, I'm gonna be like geared towards getting Dylan to win as much.
Okay,
as
extra credit for this question. What house is he in?
Oh,
okay,
God.
Dana.
Hufflepuff.
There you go. 2 points.
I'm ashamed. I'm both ashamed and proud that I knew the answers to both of those questions.
Or one third of the way through.
You were just the right age for that time period.
I was a Hufflepuff.
I was a girl with knees.
All right, number five. Knees? In 1989, Jim Carrey landed the career-defining role. In Earth Girls Are Easy, but 4 years earlier, he starred as a lonely virgin who gets seduced by a vampire in what movie?
I don't...
Same year that this movie came out.
I don't know, yeah, I don't know.
Okay, the...
I don't...
Give us a hint, bro.
The hint for this one is Twice Shy.
Too shy, da-da-da-da-da.
No one knows that phrase?
It's from The X-Files.
No one knows the phrase.
No, dude, fuck.
The answer is once bitten, twice shy.
Oh.
Extra credit.
That's clever.
What was his character's name and color in Earth Girls Are Easy?
Can't remember the name. I can't remember the color.
I don't know.
I'm mad at him because
so,
he was yellow.
A chance.
Oh, Tommy, he was not yellow.
He was blue?
He was red.
No, he was gold.
He was
red.
He brown. Was red.
His name was Whiplock, and he was red.
Whiplock?
I knew he was red.
I was just going to say that.
My multiple choice, or my multiplier for Ghosts of Mars was that the creatures were actually space vampires.
You can't be a nerd about your own fucking show.
Shut up, fucking nerd.
If they had been, on average, how long would they be able to be outside for a Martian night?
God damn it.
Absolutely go fuck yourself, you little weirdo. What are you, masturbating and Google at the same time? I don't like you.
14 hours.
Okay, this is going to be closest without... Or this is going to be closest, not without going over, because that's bullshit. But Ross chooses 14.
14,000.
Okay, 14,000 hours, that's a long time. Or 14,000 minutes. There's no unit. What? 14,000 what?
Just the number by itself.
Okay.
Wait, can you read the question one time? Not you bullshit no, little...
Don't give him another chance. Answer.
Yeah,
answer blindly.
How long is a Martian night? On average.
It's longer than a year.
36 hours.
36, 14.
I'm gonna say...
Longer than
no,
a year.
Fucker. No, I was...
Mars just doesn't, like, turn. It's flat, too.
He's all cunts. Not you. I had to quickly fix that one.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Do flat earthers believe that other planets either A, don't
exist, or B, are flat?
I'm
going to say 128
hours. 128
hours,
like the movie, 127 hours?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay.
Tommy was closest?
No. It's me. Ross was closest.
Day
and Martian.
Is 26 hours, right?
Martian day is 24 hours and 40 minutes.
40 minutes.
Well, I thought, what?
So, it is 12 hours and 20 minutes. It's almost exactly the same as our day.
I'm not enjoying this trivia.
You're like,
I don't lose a point
like
for guessing.
No, Ross gets the point, because that one was just closest. No one gets minus
points. You realize this is going to be like the most skipped segment from any episode.
Yeah,
shut up.
You're not allowed to win anymore.
Friend of the podcast, MC, has a brother.
There's a trivia question about MC,
shut
a
up.
Friend of
you
ours?
You can't nerd out on
this. This is relating
this
it to our podcast.
Four times in a row.
Who has a brother who is named after an actor who famously portrayed Dracula? What is the actor's name? Fuck you. Okay? No. Minus 1 point.
Fuck you again.
There's a hint for this one.
Give me the hint, fucker.
One of us shares his first name.
One
an actor
in this room?
Yes. An actor who played Dracula who shared...
Dana Schneider.
Okay. Nope. Still just minus 1 point for Tommy. Really?
It's Chris Cornell. He'll come back.
Fuck you.
He'll be
minus
back.
1 point.
Thank you, Russ. I knew that's fine. He'll be back, Chris. And when he does, get
okay.
The bullshit questions.
Do either of you want to try?
No.
I'll give you both
never
a chance.
You're a fucking nerd. I hate you.
Never ever.
You guys can both answer without having penalty.
Tommy.
No.
Is it Tommy Davis? Tommy Davis Darkest?
Chris.
Tommy
the actor's name, please.
No. You said
it.
First name.
No, I said the actor shares his first name. I asked, what is the name of the actor?
Hey, Chris, how many questions
his
are
first
there?
Name is Chris.
12, and you have
to say first
he name. Was so excited about this bullshit.
Christopher Lee.
Semantics.
Oh,
Christopher
yeah.
Lee played Dracula.
You were so excited about the segment, we all hate it. I hope that hurts.
We're banging okay. on it so bad.
I want half a
bullshit.
Point for that.
No.
You get
I
a quarter
you...
of a point.
Okay.
Bullshit.
In HBO's vampire series, True Blood, what is the name of the item that allowed vampires to, quote, come out of the coffin? Dana.
True Blood.
How's it spelled?
T-R-U-B-L-O-O-D.
Thank you.
Their dad's acceptance.
1 point.
Get it? Come out of the coffin?
Dylan, this one's for you.
I think fuck that was you. Probably intentional.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think it was like a metaphor.
Yeah.
For being gay?
Yeah.
And then they murder people, just
true
like
gay
people.
They
true
came
gay.
Out of the coffin. Correction, they came out of the coffin, not the closet.
I said the coffin.
But yeah, that's like that's.
Yeah, that was play. The whole point, was that it was supposed to.
I was like whoa, whoa.
What
whoa.
Happens if you don't let your kid just be
Dylan,
out of the
Dylan, this
game?
Question's for you.
Your family. Tell me some bullshit.
Last week, Dylan wanted to choose the vampire movie What We Do in the Shadows for the podcast, but I had already seen it. Who directed the film with Jermaine Clement? And what blockbuster film of his is coming out later this year? This is worth 2 points. Whichever one you can get.
If it had been Jermaine Clement, I would have gotten it.
Can I tell you the
is.
Country of origin?
No. Everyone knows where
New
Jermaine
New Zealand?
Yeah.
He's the only director on the entire
Is this
island?
Your King of the Hill question?
No.
Because if it doesn't want to punch you
no,
in the
No, this one's
mouth.
Just the one that has your name in. There's no King of the Hill question.
You're a fucking weirdo. Why do you keep referencing that
okay.
on the podcast?
It is, since no one's answering...
It's Judd Apatow.
Taika Waititi, and the movie he's directing is Thor Ragnarok.
Of course! That's what I was going to say.
For bonus points, what film did he direct just after What We Do in the Shadows?
Is it Chris the fucking Nerd?
No, it is Hunt for the Wilder People.
Oh, dang
it. I was going to say that too.
That
you said vampire
tip
things.
Of my tongue.
He's got me every single time.
I did the history of vampires, not this bullshit.
To be fair, the only reason I ever watched that movie is because I thought it had Jack Black in it. The guy in the picture of the cover of it.
Sam Neill?
No.
What We Do in the Shadows?
Yeah.
The guy in the picture is Taika Waititi.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, whoever it is in the main picture looks exactly like Jack Black.
Him and Jemaine both star and direct that.
I'm glad you can't win next week.
Okay, protector and detective in Cool World, Brad Pitt played the titular vampire being interviewed in Interview with a Vampire. What is the sequel to Interview with a Vampire?
Follow
Queen of the Damned.
Tommy got a point.
Follow up.
Tommy got a point.
I'm at negative three.
wait,
I'm kind of mad because I knew that one.
Yeah.
Follow up with a vampire.
Question 11, we only got two left, so...
Oh, thank God.
In Meet Dave, Eddie Murphy played both a spaceship and an alien, but in 1995, he played a vampire in Brooklyn. What nightmarish director helmed this film?
Johnny Nightmare?
What a pun.
No, it's a reference.
Robert Eglund. Nightmare Man.
Tony Waititi.
Taika Waititi.
Oh man, I know what you're talking about. Tony Wony Wony. I can't fucking think.
Tommy said what I was referencing twice.
In that Shyamalan twice.
Oh, I think I got it then.
Are you gonna buzz in?
I've gotta buzz in because I gotta remember his name. But it's the guy who died, and his name is. Fuck!
Ross.
Tim Burton?
Nope.
Wes Craven,
yes.
Oh, man.
Tommy got a point. Also, the hint for that is that he produced a millennial vampire movie that we have watched.
Which one?
Dracula 2000.
Oh, yeah.
You can beat me. Coming back from
my, like,
I like that Tommy wanted to lose and now he's back to win.
And the very last question, this one's just for me because I like Joss Whedon.
I swear that you said there was a King of the Hill question.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I said that to you off mic as a joke.
That doesn't mean it's not a thing.
You're like the most disgusting human that's ever existed.
In the TV show Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which character is based on showrunner...
Buffy.
Which character... minus 1 point. Which character is based on showrunner Joss Whedon?
There's like that old dude and like he hangs out in the library and he's like the...
No.
Oh, it's not him?
It's not Giles. Minus 1 point.
Oh, I was going to guess Giles.
Can I rescind my answer?
I'm back at negative 3 points.
Also, at the time... Joss Whedon is a young man.
Like, Snake, whatever that one guy's name is with the hair.
Angel.
Nope.
I was gonna get
the Spike.
The boyfriend. The
Spike.
Guy that's like the friend.
It's Spock?
No,
Spike.
Not Spike.
Spike.
No, it's not Spike.
He gestured to me when I said Spike.
The mentally handicapped metaphor from The Land Before Time. Spike.
The goofy guy.
Spike.
The guy that's like the best friend.
Is it that girl from
He later plays
American
Oz.
Pie?
Ducky. He wants you guys to buzz in. You have the correct answer. You just have to buzz.
Spike.
Yes, Dana.
Is it the guy that later is...
Spike.
Fuck!
He's flayed.
You know who I'm talking about? Like, one of her buddies. Like, his...
No.
Spike.
It's a different character.
It's not Spike.
Is it Dan from Gossip Girl?
I don't know who that character is.
It's the guy from
Good.
Friends.
If I ever win again, you're
no,
fucked.
No, the guy who looks like the guy from Friends.
Every question.
Yes, it is
know.
The guy who looks like the guy from Friends. It's Xander Harris.
Xander, that's it.
Xander Harris
Did I get
is his
a quarter
name.
Point?
No, you can't keep getting quarter points for bullshit guesses.
You're not the judge.
Like,
as much
like
as I agree with you,
closest thing.
As much
you'll
as
get
I agree
one
with
quarter
you.
Point.
Yes,
that's absolute bullshit.
You would
one quarter portion.
No trial. Quarter point.
Chris has the lamest questions. This was the lamest section.
Okay,
did you notice the time? We have not even touched our predictions yet.
Yeah.
Now it's ready for predictions.
Wait. We didn't get to add up our scores.
How many points do we have?
-3 points.
Good job, Tom.
-2.
Good job, Tom.
-1.
I have 3.5 points.
You guys suck. I made this all referencing other movies that we've watched.
Yeah, well done.
No, you
Super
suck
well
because
done.
Those are the worst questions ever.
Those are great questions.
Wait,
trash
wait, what
questions,
do I win?
And you're a trash host.
That's extra points for you, Dan.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah, you had those on your file.
You're a trash host.
I have fantastic
As
questions.
Soon as I came in, Ross connected me to the Wi-Fi, gave me a high five, and offered me popcorn.
I'm sorry if you don't know the director of the movie that you wanted to do last week.
Why would I know the director?
Why wouldn't you know the director?
Because I like movies, not facts and data. I enjoy watching good movies. I don't even know who the fuck directed The Greasiest Strangler, and it's my new favorite movie ever made.
I love The Greasiest Strangler so much.
Wait, Tommy, did you get two back-to-back points?
I don't know.
You got 10 and 11, right?
He did, and then he did, also...
Yeah, but I also, like... A shitload of points. I also, like, took off 1 point for every single question that I just did a bullshit answer on. So, I mean...
Fuck you!
I realize some of the questions are very difficult, but,
But well-written.
Yeah, but well-written. Thank you very much.
I wrote questions...
You. You're just happy because you came out on top.
Bonus point for Dana.
You know what? I wrote questions
thank
like that.
Thank you for sucking up.
I want to point out something. I wrote questions worded like that last week, and the entire time Chris goes, I don't understand what you're asking. I did that last week.
I gave...
Hey, quiet, or he may give you some negative points.
Good, give me all the negative points.
I think number two especially I'm proud of, Smashing Pumpkins, World's Vampire.
Yeah,
that was
good.
That was telegraphing who... That was telegraphing
the
answer.
That's 1 out of 12, man. That's a failing grade there.
Yeah, dude, you suck still.
Okay.
Okay, this episode is a burning trash can. Good thing we only have one mic.
Okay, well...
They didn't know
up
that.
Next, we are doing predictions. So let's start with whoever has the least amount of points.
That's me. I have -3.
And then it goes to me.
And then me.
And then Donna.
Fuck you.
I made it super simple this week. Prediction one, there'll be a dream sequence. It's an 80s movie. The 80s were a dream. Prediction number two, a pun about not playing with your food. It's a vampire movie. Guess what?
So
vampires
I really
do?
Like that prediction.
They
the world
puns,
is a vampire.
And there's going to be something up. If it's, you know, you shouldn't play with your food, that's a full five. But if it's something near that, like a vampire eats a lady's tit and then is like, I'll have to wait an hour before I go swimming, you know.
Yeah.
So anything related.
Yeah. Prediction number three, library exposition. A la
Giles.
A la Giles. I was also going to say Dracula 2000. Where there's that scene where they use sheets from the Bible as throwing stars, because Dracula 2000 was fucking awesome.
Yeah. You need to watch
that
movie tonight.
That's great.
Actually, you got to watch Christmas with Cookie first.
I'm never watching that. Sorry, Alan.
What's your bonus?
No, we do that last.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
Dylan?
The vampire will try to fuck the dude's mom. The boy's mom.
Yep.
I thought that was a little obvious.
It is very obvious, but...
Fuck y'all. The boy will kill the vampire guy. Vamp bro.
You're really going for a win today, huh?
The boy's gonna kill the next door neighbor. Not just a random vampire.
Yeah,
he will kill the next door neighbor.
The boy will sneak into the neighbor's house and uncover a spooky death room.
I think Dylan has like 15 points.
Yep.
Because that's... Okay. And you know what? He picked Greasy Strangler, so...
Yeah, I'm
also,
okay with this.
By the way, you okayed these.
I know.
They've been approved.
What was the prize for winning the trivia?
Like you get those points.
You get to add those points.
A veto.
Oh, yeah, Chris
sure.
Might not do that.
Yeah, Dana, you can veto one person's points.
Not exactly like that.
What?
That's
you
not
get
exactly
one treasure from the treasure
can
box.
Can I do that at any time?
During school.
You know what?
It has to
I'm
be
not
arguable.
Gonna, I'm gonna change it. You can force someone to change their prediction after all the predictions have been read.
No, I want my points that I earn.
No, you'll get that too.
You keep those.
Okay.
So yeah, right. You can choose if you want to force someone to change their prediction. You can make them change their prediction.
Is it one prediction?
Okay. Yeah, just one.
Okay. All
right.
Okay, so I'll be next since I have -1. At least one woman will die with her shirt off.
Huh.
That's wishful thinking.
That's definitely gonna. That's definitely gonna happen.
Number two.
He fucks them.
The kid will end up as a vampire at the end.
I almost had that one.
Huh. I like that. You and I are going a little haywire.
Yep. Michael from Lost Boys.
Number three.
There we go.
The kid will be more competent at killing monsters than the adults. It looked like there's some adults in there.
Speaking of 15 points, one of us is going to get that.
Why are you so upset?
Because that's beautiful and I got yelled at.
Ross hasn't been broken in yet.
Oh, so this...
I don't know, Chris dragged us all through...
No, you're fine. I'm not mad at you, but just...
I'm very proud of my trivia section.
Shitting on you. I've known Dylan for years, and I have no problem
please,
shitting on
you. Shit away, my friend. Shit away.
You sound just like Alan Maxson when I was messaging him about being on our show.
My parents' marriage.
Alan Maxson's Cookie.
He's Cookie, and he said that I can shit all over him whenever I want, and then he, like, did a question mark face.
So it's kind of hot.
I'm a star fucker, it's whatever.
Alright, my predictions...
You're a star, which you are.
I predict that Van Helsing will make an appearance or be referenced.
The movie?
In the movie.
No, like the movie Van Helsing.
That Charlie's girlfriend leaves him for a vampire.
Who's Charlie?
The main characters.
Oh shit, I don't know anybody's names.
It says his name, like,
Charlie.
It writes his name across it, yeah.
You bit my finger, he's a vampire.
Shit.
Okay, and then my third prediction is that there will be a werewolf that appears at some point.
There's a wolf in the trailer.
Yeah, but...
He made me change it.
But... Vampires classically could turn into wolves, and I believe that's what this movie is.
Is that like in the Vampire Apocrypha? Like,
yeah, they used to be able to turn into.
Yeah, it's right there on that shelf.
Oh shit. Right next to World War Z and some H.P. Lovecraft books.
And a really weird collection of hentai?
You are
Chris.
Child,
so I didn't know that H.P. Lovecraft wrote The White Man's Burden. Who knew?
Actually, that's not surprising.
Lovecraftian hentai. Let's all take our silence for that one real quick. Just an idea.
That's just all Japanese tentacle porn, isn't it?
Perfect.
Whoa. Yeah. Except it's all evil.
Well, no, someone's been spending too much time on Bad Dragon.
Isn't the idea of like Lovecraft shit that it's so terrifying?
Let's be honest,
I enjoy the background stories on all their toys.
Yeah.
They have background stories?
Oh, yeah, dude.
It's
great. They have one where it's a...
Do peruse the website.
I did one time when I got shown it. There's one where it's actually like, I think it's a husky's asshole or something, and the background story is that you just got finished doing a long like trek and you're setting a fire and you like turn around and see all of your dogs fucking this one female husky, and then like you go to like break them up and she's like waiting there, she's like personified there, and she's like waiting for you to enter, but it's worded in a much sexier way.
How many did you buy?
I don't have any, but I am going to read that out loud before this ends.
Some of them are really
great. I'm just curious. I did not think they had, like, pocket pussies. Or...
Oh, they don't.
They have animal anus pussies. That's really weird.
Wild cards while I find it.
Yeah. Tommy, do wild card.
I forgot it, so I got to read it. Oh. I was making pancakes, and I had someone else writing down my wild card for me, and so... there was like, what do you want your wild card to be? I'm like, I will watch someone take a shit on screen. That's my wild card. Is pornographically watch someone take a dump.
On screen.
On screen.
Dylan, would you like to read your wild card real quick?
Yeah, mine is that the greasy strangler will save everyone, but then he will also kill them all.
Okay.
Mine is, the vampire isn't really a vampire, despite everything in the trailer. He's just a
by
normal
all
dude.
All his rage.
He's just a vampire in a cosplay costume.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's just a dude stuck in a cosplay costume.
Okay, mine is based on the fact that the guy that we see as a vampire looks... It may possibly be the exact same actor that was in Princess Bride. So I decided that in this movie we will definitely see a prostitute say, as you wish, to the vampire who is... probably going to eat her. Yeah.
I've only seen the Princess Bride once when I was younger, so...
Did you know you can make the logo and flip it upside down and it's the same either way?
Huh.
It's a... Ambigram.
No, it's not that.
Are you guys ready for this?
No.
Yes.
Ambigram.
Go for it.
Ambigram, yeah.
Ambigram?
That's what this tattoo is.
Dude,
next to all my mosquito bites.
That's awesome. Also,
technically, if you flip upside down, the mosquito bites are probably also anagrams.
They are.
Not anagrams.
Ambigram.
A-B.
Bananagram.
It seems weird that they wouldn't choose
Banana.
A word.
Has anyone else ever played Bananagrams? It's yes. Like Scrabble, except it doesn't suck dick.
Oh, thanks for sponsoring us, Bananagrams. So, here we go.
That was actually a read. That's written out.
Speaking of...
Say that Scrabble sucks dick.
Yeah. Speaking of sponsors, today is sponsored by Bad Dragon. If you're looking for a fun toy, hit up baddragon.com.
Probably not one of these.
Let me give you a quick reading. Tom... Also, Chris, whenever you edit this, I'm going to need you to put in, like, a wolf howling, but silently. In the scene where he's sitting there eating at Oinker's table, and she said,
I'm leasing my shoes and
loving it. Okay.
Just read it. We're going long.
How many paragraphs?
We're going real long.
Late one night, after stopping to rest and make camp, you hear some strange moaning. Always curious and interested about the safety of your sled team, you get up quickly and inspect it. The wind is more calm than normal, letting soft gasps, barks, and growls carry farther than normal. Suddenly, Natasha, your lead girl, cries out, and you rush around a low bank of snow, knowing you need to help her. The moment you step around, you are astonished to see your lead sled dog on her back, surrounded by the rest of her team. The grunting earlier was from the large males, all of them erect and thrusting towards her. She holds up one shaft in her paw, sucking it off hungrily. Her hips are rolling against the husky at her
dogs
tail end.
Can't suck.
They can't hold up a shaft either. She holds up one. Oh, her hips are rolling against the husky at her tail end, forcing him to stuff her to the knot.
Oh, gross.
Even as you watch, a third male grips at his cock just behind a swelled knot and climaxes across her bare nipples. I said it like that so you can imagine bear's nipples on a dog.
Are they that different?
Yeah. One of them feeds bears. Natasha pants with a fiery lust, finishing each male off with a hunger that won't be satiated. As they stand spent next to her, she looks down her underside and sees you standing there. Oh, a fresh male. You look cold, dear. She spreads her hind paws apart a bit, seed from the other team leaking from her, inviting you with a sultry gaze. Why not let you warm me up for the night? Disclaimer, all custom colors will be attempted but cannot be guaranteed due to the nature of silicone. Orders cannot be charged after 24 hours from time of purchase. Those who wish to alter the order after 24-hour period will be charged a 20% restocking fee. Bad Dragon, get up in there, bro.
Brian, what are you writing in there? Writing a story about me fucking a dog.
I want everyone to know that Chris is fully erect right now.
Oh, they have actual, like, drawings.
It has panties.
Yeah, dude, it's a dog.
Oh my god, that's a dog. Why does its vagina look like the alien from Alien?
Because it's an anthro husky, bro.
Oh.
They only get weird about
it. There's so much detail in the asshole. Look how much like effort they put in the asshole. Dude, and it's like open.
I'm into it.
Like that thing just hanging out.
How many have you purchased?
7. All of that one. I just read the story and masturbate. Oh, BadDragon.com. Get in there.
Thank you, Bad Dragon, for not actually sponsoring this episode.
Bad Dragon
is.
Hey,
we have a disclaimer at the end of it. We can say we're sponsored by anyone.
Thank you, NSA, for sponsoring us.
Hello, NRA. Thank you for the $200 check.
This is running long, but
fine.
We do have one more thing. Dana, as I said, you can force someone to change one of their predictions. Would you like to force anyone to change their prediction?
I want Dylan to revise one of his.
Which one?
Because they're just too easy.
How are they too easy?
I want to agree, but I'm also in the same boat, so...
Yeah, yours, they're well written. I think you need to fix... Boy will sneak into neighbor's house and uncover spooky death room.
Oh, that's the worst
one. Oh, sick, good, thanks.
I was like, all the other ones are super obvious. That one's the...
You damn ding-dong.
That was the only one that he has a chance of not getting 5 points
wrong.
You damn ding-dong.
Yeah. Please read this one.
Okay,
Tommy's gonna read Duke's anus.
Oh my god.
Short story. By your friend.
Yeah, write the next one and I'll if I disapprove the next one, you get your previous one.
Duke, ridiculous.
Our boss dragon and mascot is a dragon of many talents. He's well known for his shrewd business skills. What? He's a dragon? He's a business
guy? He's anthropomorphic.
Hey, so you work like with John Hamm drinking scotch making advertisements?
What are you saying? That dragons can't be businessmen?
Snarky sense of humor and ability as an adult entertainer.
Feed it sexy monkey.
Dylan, get a prediction.
Most of us around Bad Dragon are dominating attitude.
Tom Tron showed up.
But a recent incident in the recreation center locker room after hours turned a few heads and made us question what we thought we knew about his late night preferences. Janine's not much of a gossip, but word gets around when our executive pulls a role reversal on his whole team. Here's what she had to say. I don't do this anymore.
Keep going.
Okay.
You don't have
to. Keep going, Monkey.
We're it.
Duke's not in his office. No surprise. He's probably just given Chance another performance evaluation to see what kind of raise he should get this year. Or maybe it's a holiday bonus. Whatever. So I go looking for him. He's not making coffee. He's inflating condoms with helium.
You sound like Janine from the Ghostbusters now.
Okay.
So you're super sexy.
He's not inflating condoms with helium for yet another lewd office prank. Maybe he's in the shower. I walk into the locker room and Chance has him bent over one of the benches and is hock deep in Duke's ass. Duke grunting and panting, but he saw me in the mirror and turned around with his normal maniac grin on his face.
Duke was the name of my aunt's dog when I was little.
Did you fuck him in the butt?
No. Just...
You just don't mention things on this show.
What's the matter, Janine? Why don't you grab your strap-on and have... Strap-on's one word. I thought it was a hyphenated
word. It is a hyphenated word, but you think the people who write here are really English majors?
Why don't you grab your strap-on and have a ride?
Dylan's new number three is...
Ends with boy in love interest, dirty, walking away from dead vampires. Like, they defeat the bad boy, and they're like, oh, it's over.
That's even more obvious.
Way to go, Dan. What the fuck?
Duke's butt has a tight but flexible entrance.
Okay, we're not finishing this.
Sculpted outer texture for a better grip, and brand new core textures for an exhilarating new ride. I'm John Tron, and I like going upside Duke's asshole. I'm so sleepy, and I have a stomachache. I don't want to go home.
Greasy pancakes.
Because you have a hangover because you've been drinking for 7 months.
I was so drunk last night.
You need your judgments.
You know how weird it is being in a hot tub with like 8 people? Because if you close your eyes, it's like you're in a bathtub, which is your most intimate, safe space. But then when you open your eyes, you're surrounded by people, which is the scariest thing.
I feel like there's part of the story that I missed. Like, you were in a hot tub with 8 people?
Yeah.
Also, why were you naked in the hot tub?
I was wearing, like, just a bathing suit, but, you know, that's kind of like being naked.
Where were you at?
For me, I've got weird body issues. I went to a pool party with, like, these, like, young, attractive people. It was terrifying. Yeah.
I missed Denton.
I just got drunk. Like, 8 and 9. No,
they were very attractive.
It was like 22, 23 year olds. Like, some really talented musicians.
Let's do this.
I'm 21.
Oh, we're already doing this.
I'm 22.
This. Minus, like, 87 years.
Yeah, Ross is older than
me. I actually don't believe in numbers. I'm 8.
Ross has got the spirit of a young stallion.
I don't believe in numbers either.
I am BZ.
You're never be too old for me, Chris.
Dylan has
Try whispering that again. There you go, the mic got you that time.
Fright Night was...
It wasn't awful, it just could have been
a pretty good movie.
It was pretty good, I just had a stomachache and was hungover and wanted to die. But
it was
forgettable.
I thought it was excellent. I think the...
You have your own mic?
Oh!
No, she has her own mic.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's picking her up just as much as it was picking you up.
I just like to say that.
Don't do that.
I was pretty impressed with the special effects and the casting. I really liked the guy Humperdinck from Princess Bride was pretty outstanding.
It was a good story with good visuals. It was missing a certain something. Kind of felt like a really good acoustic album that was lacking some drums.
Yeah, it was missing the soundtrack of like Lost Boys.
Oh, you mean the literal soundtrack? I was meaning, like, figuratively, it was missing something I couldn't put my finger on.
No, that's what I mean. Like, Lost Boys had, like, the special, like, 80s insanity, where it was just, it was 80s through and through, and this one was just, like, the fun of Lost Boys without the 80s-ness.
Yeah, but it was ahead of its time. It was a very queer movie. A lot of sexual imagery, a lot of gay imagery. Which was confirmed by Google because it's on both the 13 and top 10 most queer movies of all time.
So it's at least number 10.
No, and yeah, we still couldn't explicitly identify the relationship between the vampire and his carpenter.
Those two were boning. Because that's why he turned to bones at the end. Because you as the audience to go, oh, they've been boned.
And then the vampire put him in his mouth.
You got to put his bone in his mouth one last time.
Yeah. Oh.
And then you know what? I bet it wasn't even one last time. I bet that was the first time for the carpenter.
Oh, yeah, because he never gets a blowy. He's always got to do the sucking. He never gets the sucking. That sucks.
Poor carpenter. Work.
Yeah, but I would say we haven't broken our good streak. That was a good movie.
Is that a joke about him?
We broke it last week.
The Greasy Strangler was the best movie we watched on this podcast.
That is not true.
The Greasy Strangler was a good movie.
The Greasy Strangler
was a good movie.
Yes, rocked my world.
Have you seen the trailer?
For?
The Greasy Strangler.
No.
I sent you the trailer.
Your inability to
appreciate it. You sent it to me, but I did not watch it.
The Greasy Strangler is for boys only.
Yeah. Boys stuff.
It's a boy movie.
Oh.
It's gross.
It's for
There's
boys.
Literally only one woman in the movie, and they edit another woman out to make it so.
I actually know that her stunt double is the one who does the butt
oh,
stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, like...
Also, there's kid-cucking. Literal kid-cucking in the movie.
Not a child.
Y'all finally
his
found what you were
son.
Looking for.
It's his kid.
So, his son. He's son-cucking.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
He's
the movie
sucking.
Was bad.
The movie was great, dude.
We're talking about Fright Night.
There's
and I think two people recommended it. One person recommended it if you're drunk, and two people did not recommend it.
I strongly recommend it, though.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever recommended a movie we've watched more.
I strongly...
Never has there been a movie did in Angry Deathmatch history where two people went the next day and watched it again.
Elijah, what if you hear this? Easily the best thing you've ever done. Easily.
Is he the demographic of the week last week?
No,
he was
the producer.
He produced it. Oh, it's so good.
It's not good.
It does a really good job at what it's trying to do, which is make you uncomfortable. It is a fantastic movie. If you like that kind of stuff. Now, if you absolutely hate the idea of any Tim and Eric-esque ideas, anything like that, you're going to hate it.
I think the movie had subtext, too. I think it had a meaning.
Yeah, like, you shouldn't let your father be a
snake. No, I think the two characters...
There's no subtext in that movie.
I thought the son and the father represent two different kinds of men, and there's only two kinds of men. There's kind of like...
Smoothies and cheese balls.
Yeah, there's smoothies and cornballs. Yeah.
Alpha and beta.
Yeah. But it was kind of like an exploration to how male sexuality is kind of repugnant.
So then why at the end did they... team up
because men are supposed to team up because
they're all greasy stranglers. Obviously,
let's team up against this movie.
Against women and kill women.
All smoothies.
Hey, we should cut that later so we can hold that over him forever.
All smoothies are just.
You guys are gonna start editing.
All cornballs are just smoothies.
Yeah, and all smoothies
at the heart. That was the meaning. That was the deeper meaning of the greasy strangler.
Well, let's do these multiple.
The deeper meaning of Fright Night.
This. Okay. What's the deeper meaning of Fright Night?
Hopefully it's okay to be gay. Actually, no, I don't. I think it's not okay to be gay. Is the meaning of that movie?
Yeah. They all die.
Yeah, I think if you're gay, you need to like have
a cross on it
to be murdered.
I don't think that was saying that it was negative to be gay.
I think it was.
I think it might have been.
They killed his boyfriend.
All the queer subtext was not positive at all.
But at the end, it turned out that Ed might still be alive.
I don't see how that changes the.
He wasn't gay at all.
Yeah.
But every other vampire dissolved, and Ed did not.
Ed made fun of homosexuals.
Ed was jerking off the steak.
He wasn't jerking off
the steak. When he turned into a wolf boy.
Yeah.
He was just trying to
make
it.
Which was very reminiscent of the wolf anus pictures.
Yeah.
I think the moral of the story is if...
The world is a vampire.
Everybody refers to you as evil, it could also be true.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Fright Night, Eric Harris of the Columbine shootings makes an appearance.
Dylan Klebold was also in there somewhere.
Oh, Dylan.
The other one. Klebold.
They're both Dylan C, right?
I mean, I feel like I can name some serial killers. Klebold is okay. You would know that if you followed my Tumblr.
You got one of those.
Do you just post her?
Those Columbine with heroes?
Yeah.
I've got a tattoo on my rib cage.
Columbine fan fiction.
There is one of those. I think we talked about this one.
No, you'll see people tattoos that are like... Yeah. Heroes, and it's a picture of them because they were bullied. Actually, they were just assholes that were kind of like
one of them was bullied, and the other one was super popular and took advantage of her.
I feel like we've had this conversation before, and it's really hard to talk about Fright Night for some reason.
They probably dropped it to
the sleep. It's not hard to talk about Fright Night. Fright Night was a good movie. It's just that we watched Greasiest Wrangler last week,
and
it was such a terrible, polarizing movie that we're still talking about it a week later.
If it was polarizing, it wasn't that bad. No one's arguing that Christmas with Cookie was good.
Polarizing means either terrible or fantastic, depending upon the person.
Either some people are right and some people are wrong, and you just happen to be wrong this time.
Or it means the place where Santa Claus lives.
Or
with
the guy.
Where he has elves, where there's Christmas with Cookie. I don't know. You're in charge. You're the adult here, Chris.
Or also the guy who voiced Frosty the Snowman.
From Michael Massacre.
All right. Tommy, you start. Read your predictions.
Oh boy, it's not good. I'm starting off at a -3 from my trivia. Prediction number one, dream sequence.
Nope, almost. We thought there were a few of them.
No, there's that opening scene where he kills the topless lady. We swore it was a dream sequence, and it wasn't. Prediction number two, a pun about playing with food. Not at all.
No, there's none of them.
I was really hoping for that one.
Yeah, but no, it was mostly just kissing and then Evil Ed having the scariest laugh.
It would have been out of place. Like, the vampire seemed like he was on.
He was all business.
He was more like Jeff Goldblum from The Fly, and he just stood around looking fucking handsome.
Yeah.
And pulling the Bugs Bunny act.
Yeah, I've never actually thought a vampire was sexy until this movie.
Especially watching him eat.
Tommy whipped his dick out at one point.
We all did.
Jerking off.
We all did onto one biscuit, and you ate it.
Yeah, you lost.
You motherfucker. Prediction.
You lost cum biscuit.
I'm not actually mad. I never ever pull my dick out. We gave you one of Chris's dragon dicks.
Sweet.
Oh, the tentacle one?
The one that spits eggs inside.
Yeah. So you spit an egg on the biscuit, Chris.
Perfect.
Oh, so like do an egg.
That's the grossest thing.
Of course, it formed a life form inside of Chris, and now he's a father of a tentacle baby.
That's the grossest thing.
Thanks, Rick and Morty.
Prediction number three. Scene where there's library exposition.
Oh, fuck.
Don knocked a book over.
Ooh, no, it wasn't. It was a pop.
Is that White Man's Burden? No, it's Airplane.
So close.
White Man's Burden is not an actual book on a shelf, by the way.
Hit the fan.
Hit the fan. You hit the fan. Anyways, my third prediction was library exposition, which does not happen. Which brings my total score down.
There wasn't even a library in the movie.
No. My final score is -3. So it looks like we're having more bacon pancakes.
Wait.
No,
could we argue? I don't mean to argue like on your behalf too much, but the evil guy that he goes to see is sitting next to like a bookshelf whenever he explains how to protect him from vampires.
That's not a library, that's his bedroom.
Yeah, I really needed it to be like we need to go to this to research.
There was exposition.
But there's really not even a library. There's not like a book delving into
even,
it.
Even if we fought for points, that would put Tommy at like -2.
Yeah, just let me have my -3. I'm happy here at the bottom.
Okay. I just wanted to give you like 0.10.
Like when you really hate your math teacher, so you get a 20 in her class, because like, yeah, I just cut off my own nose despite my face. But you failed too. I brought you down with me a little bit.
But right, if he gets his multiplier, he gets -6, which is...
Oh, that's awesome. But no one took a shit in this movie on screen.
Not that we know of.
I mean, there was a lot of, like, clues and...
Well, watching Evil Ed talk was like watching a human being take a shit.
Yeah.
It was terrifying.
Where he's holding
it. Yeah, I know, on his dick, weirdo.
Chris is holding Winnie the Pooh on his dick.
That's if you push his happening. Nose down, it completely changes his face. It's really funny. So my guess is, number one, the vampire will try to fuck the mom.
No.
It didn't happen.
It got so close, though.
So mom was introduced as a character, and then she just dropped off. That was, like, one of the bigger inconsistencies of the movie.
I thought they were going to kill
her.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to kill her. It seemed pretty apparent.
Evil Ed was in the bed. Not right.
Well, when, like, Evil Ed was pretending to be here in the bed, and they did a little sneak up. Oh, she left the
After Evil Ed had turned evil.
The food is in the oven. I thought, like, the mom's severed head would be in the oven or something. It seemed like a lead-up to that.
Oh, like the cut sequence from Gremlins.
Yes. Yeah. But, which, this movie reminded me a lot of Gremlins. Anyways, beside the point.
Which is your favorite movie?
It is my favorite movie. Well, The Greasy Strangler is taking the spot of Gremlins.
Thank God.
Just really love G's, you know?
He became his mother in a very psycho-esque kind
of... Don't we all?
Wearing a Raggedy Ann wig.
Oh,
what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. The mom genuinely wrote a note. Said, hey, I'm working nights now. Your food's in the oven. That was all very literal.
It came out of nowhere. It just.
I mean, she needed a job. She was a woman of the night. we don't know. Like...
Anyways, 0 points.
Yeah, so 0 points for that. Number two. Boy will kill vamp bro. That did happen. I get 5 points for that.
He killed the vamp bro with the sunlight.
5 points. Next.
In spectacular fashion.
The boy and his love interest. The movie ends with the boy and his love interest walking away dirty from dead vampires.
They weren't dirty. Yeah.
They didn't walk away.
Like, is that worth 1 point?
I mean...
They weren't
it
dirty.
It ends with those two characters. And
it ends with them together at the end.
Fake Vincent Price was there as well.
No, at the very end of the movie, they're like... I mean...
They weren't dirty, though.
They were
so then that
dirty.
Was one
okay,
part
so
of the...
Okay, so 1 point... Because they're together at the end.
So 6, and then what did you get from trivia? So -1 point?
Yeah, I got -2, so I got 4 points.
You beat me? You're not bringing the snack next week, tell you that. Sure.
All right. My number one was, at least one woman will die with her shirt off.
Yeah.
She becomes the undead.
Well, but actually she doesn't.
She doesn't.
Actually,
at the time she
lives.
He is saying that at least one woman will die with her shirt off,
she
which did happen in the movie. We just, it happened off screen.
But there's no way to prove her shirt was off, right?
That is the
actually
get
her
match
you
bullshit.
Saw her you saw her tits number one. Oh wait,
she ended up dead. The
actually,
next...
she was dead the next day. She was dead on the.
You didn't see her. Kill her.
Oh, that's true.
But you didn't see.
You
I would
didn't
give
see
a
kill on screen.
I don't see him putting on a shirt on her and then tossing the bottle.
He did dress that one lady between like kidnapping her.
He dressed her twice.
Yeah.
Because he dressed her once after
so
kidnapping
Ross,
her.
Ross, actually, it's entirely plausible
that
he put a shirt on her before he killed her.
Judgment?
I want to say 5 points because it happened twice.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't want to
get... It's two partials combined.
Yeah.
It's a two for the Amy scene and a three for the other one.
Amy was saved from being undead.
I'm going to allow that.
And was turned when she was shirtless.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
Go you.
All right, number two. The kid will end up as a vamp at the end.
No.
Didn't happen.
I was hoping for that one, too. It was so close. Yeah. It looked bitten.
Once bitten.
Twice shy.
Hey, do you guys remember that awesome trivia game we played before?
Yeah, the fucking best trivia you've ever had.
Trash ass trivia.
Chris Morgan has been a big fan of treats in the last 2 weeks of B-Movie Deathmatch, but his most favorite treat is A, cum biscuits.
None of my questions are multiple choice.
Horse feces.
And
alien eggs.
And I'm sorry. All of the trivia questions I wrote came straight out of my head. Like, I didn't look up anything.
Yeah, well, you have a fucking dumb head.
Number three.
But that's all stuff I knew.
I feel bad now. Chris, I love you, and I appreciated what you did. And it wasn't too mean to you.
It wasn't like I was looking up stuff to be like, oh, I'm going to make this a fucking hard question.
He's going
to
grab my shoulder before the next episode, and he's going to say, Tommy, you're kind of cool. Don't come to the next episode of B-Movie Deathmatch.
Number three. The kid will be more competent at killing monsters than the adults.
He only killed one monster.
I'm going to say no. Two.
Well, it's not that
you don't kill one.
I'm going to say no based on my argument a minute ago.
Vincent Price knew what to do.
He just didn't believe.
Yeah, Ed may or may not have died. The ending left that ambiguous. But he did kill Ed, and he killed the helper.
The kid killed the helper.
But the thing is, he knew how to do it the entire time. He just didn't believe him at the beginning.
Yeah, he wasn't incompetent.
I'm going to say no. It's really hard to find evidence that he's better.
Yeah, I'm voting no.
It was a very ambiguous. It's fine.
There's a low body count. Vincent Price is just as good.
I might say 1 point just because Vincent Price does fail at turning the vampires away.
I can sell
because he was trying to do the cross.
That's because he didn't believe.
He
knew what he was doing.
He believed later on when he saw the kid was capable.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that isn't like. That's what I'm saying is that.
But he did learn from the kid.
Judgment.
He knew what to do. He just didn't do
it.
You're
the DM.
I'm going to give 1 point. He was incapable, and then he became capable because he was watching the kid. So the kid was more competent at killing vampires in that one scene, just because he taught his teacher.
He didn't teach him.
He had
the vampire. Technically, the vampire taught him.
Frankly, yeah.
The vampire taught him, not the kid. The vampire told him what was wrong. So,
that's a good point.
I'm not trying to be a dick.
I'm just saying.
I just want to give 1 point. That's not.
I mean,
one point.
What,
like,
it's because it brings me ahead of him.
One, that too. It's also like
he's already ahead of you.
No, I have negative one in the beginning.
Well,
trivia.
What I'm saying
1 point. Final.
It's fine. I'm going to keep that.
You manipulative snake in the grass.
I'm also not wrong.
I wasn't even. I thought he was. Already ahead of you. I didn't realize that.
No, but I'm just saying I'm still not wrong.
So that's... I'm saying it's arguable that the kid was more competent.
I moved to drop this.
I mean, you can... I'm not... You're right because you're the judge at the end of the day, but I will carry this and I will let you know that. I will carry this and you will not win my play. Next.
My multiplier?
Yes.
Minus 5 points.
Oh, wait, no, Dan, I'm just
kidding. -5 points to Dillinger.
We do multiply last. I did mine by accident.
Okay.
My predictions were that Van Helsing will make an appearance, or else be referenced. Unfortunately,
Goose.
Despite having a
honk.
A Van Helsing type character, that
so
did not happen.
I definitely thought that was about to happen.
And whenever he made up the name, I thought, oh, this is it.
Does Vincent Price ever play Van Helsing?
I mean, Vincent Price was in, like, a movie a day for a few years.
Yeah, and they were all horror movies.
We had a Van Helsing character, but he wasn't named Van Helsing. So, I don't know, y'all can give me points if you want to.
I mean, if we knew that he played Van Helsing ever, I would give you, like, 1 point.
To make a Vincent Price movie, you just need to do, like,
the
gibberish word of noun / location.
Edward Scissorhands.
No, I guess that one doesn't fit. But it's always like the booger boo of Evening Castle. Sorry, Dana. I know I interrupt you a lot. I'm a bad person.
It's okay. It's all right. Okay, so my second one. My second one was Charlie's girlfriend leaves him for a vampire.
Yeah.
That happened.
It did happen.
Yeah, so
Fiver. I totally got five for that.
She left. Whether or not it was because she was hypnotized, it happened.
Love potion.
She was like in mad love with him for a sec, I think.
My third one was a werewolf appears. And unfortunately, I was really... Okay, so I was hoping that there was going to be like...
Wait,
multiple...
that wasn't your multiplier?
No, that was not my multiplier.
Yeah, I thought that was your multiplier.
That was in the trailer. That was in the trailer, though. The wolf scene is in the trailer. So saying there's a werewolf does not grant partial credit.
Werewolf?
I'm not wrong. I don't care. I'm not going to throw it.
You went to Arugula.
Okay, but here's the thing. Like, I was really hoping there was going to be... Okay, so the title is Fright Night. I was really hoping there was going to be multiple kinds of monsters.
Like Frankenstein.
Yeah.
That's why I said monster.
And zombies and werewolves and witches. And I really was really hoping that there was going to be a lot of different stuff. So
this
I was
ain't
really
no
hoping,
Halloween town.
I was hoping for a real werewolf.
This is no monster squad.
Not a vampire werewolf. So also, I got no points for that one.
Literally, this is no monster squad. Go watch Monster Squad. It's a much better movie.
That was a good movie. That was fun to watch that.
Monster Squad's much more fun than this.
Monster Squad is an incompetent movie, though. This Fright Night felt like it was...
As incompetent as Vincent Price.
What?
It's not an incompetent movie.
Yes, sir.
I mean, in today's day, they say a lot of words that we should not say.
Well, no, I always thought Monster Squad was kind of like... It kind of felt like a cash grab.
I always thought we didn't watch Monster Squad, so it's not relevant to what we're talking about right now. What was your...
That was it. A werewolf appears. That was my last of the three predictions. No, I got five.
No.
Total.
Five total.
Total.
Yes.
Plus the 1, 2, 3, 4.5 that I have from trivia.
Looks like you have to come back next week, whether Arlen likes it or not. Yeah.
Oh,
who doesn't like
Arlen's
me?
Out. Arlen. No.
Really?
No one... Arlen doesn't dislike you. Arlen doesn't dislike
he
you.
He talks about how you used to pee on your feet all the time.
That...
weird. That happened once.
None of this actually happened. It's just Arlen is gone this week.
Edward, just fucking with you.
No, it's fine. I know how to fix his wagon. All right, go ahead.
What? What does that mean?
I don't know.
Maggie, get your gun?
Is that an Aggie joke? Does he have to do push-ups and eat blueberries? I'm so stressed.
That's such a deep inside joke, the blueberry thing.
It's just, we carry that. I like that.
Okay. Every single time I see Cantrell, that's the only joke that we do with him. I'm sorry. We're having a moment. We're old friends. Go eat a cum biscuit.
Okay. Or an egg-filled dragon.
All right, are we doing multipliers yet?
I mean,
sure,
none of us got
let's
them.
Do multipliers.
My
Tommy,
score
your multiplier
right
is nothing.
Is
okay.
Zero. -4. No one takes a shit on screen.
The greasy shrinker, unfortunately, does not show up in this movie. Although there were some people in this movie who did look greasy.
I bet you think
and
the greasy strangler.
Prince Humperdinck was strangling a dude for
like
5 minutes.
While looking relatively greasy.
A little greasy.
But unfortunately, it has to be dead on.
The vampire really isn't a vampire.
Technically, he was the greasy stranger in the movie.
Terrible multiplier, because he obviously was.
He was definitely a vampire.
That got proved very quickly.
Also, a prostitute never said, as you wish, to the vampire Humperdinck.
I mean, we don't know that.
It didn't happen on screen.
It could have happened off screen,
no,
so I'm giving you the multiplier.
I really wanted, yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
You got the multiplier, because it doesn't matter.
Indeed.
Hey, so I'm bringing snacks again next week. I'm going to bring something that doesn't make me feel like I got beat up.
Yeah, if you could just not bring the something greasy every
week.
Dana,
what
movie are you going to have us watch?
I'm totally going to choose the movie, and I'll let you know. Can I do that?
No, right now.
You'll get a call with one in the chamber ready to go.
I don't have to choose it right this minute. Y'all choose it half, like, right beforehand.
No, that's what we used to do it. Now it's war. Now it's fucking war.
No, I'm going to have to get back to you on
that. Now we cheat.
We're watching Mulan 2.
Just be sure that it's The Void or Chris is going to fuck the podcast up and watch it by himself because he's a selfish prick.
That's not fucking the podcast up.
I will pick something excellent, I promise.
I trust you.
I want to watch The Void. I'm going to watch The Void.
All right, Chris.
Are we not allowed to watch movies at all?
No, but not movies that look like they would make really good podcast episodes.
That doesn't look like it would make a good podcast episode because it looks like it's a good movie.
Great.
The Greasy Strangler was our best episode and it was the best movie we've ever watched.
So fix it or franchise it.
On either account.
I would fix this movie rather than franchise it. It's missing something and I can't even put my finger what it is because it's got great effects. It has characters. It has a story that follows like good timing and all the rules of storytelling, but it's missing a thing.
Like I said earlier, it's missing that thing that the Lost Boys had.
Well, and
that was motorcycles.
Kiefer?
That's a fair argument.
Sonny wasn't in this.
Bugs.
Yeah. I guess I could have used more like Evil Ed or like a musical sequence. It's something needed to push the boundaries because it felt kind of tame at the end of the day. Somehow. Mm-hmm. Even though the movie ended with a dude melting into a bone dragon. I don't know, give me a Cenobite or something. This was an okay movie. I would want to fix it before. I'm going to go in circles.
I mean, Dylan. To be fair, me and Tommy spent a decent half of the movie making
Richard Chase jokes
about how his blood was loud.
Let's just steal some content from another podcast.
That's okay. That's good stuff. Thank you, last podcast on the left. But I would definitely...
they already make enough money.
I'd probably fix it. Because I know they franchised it. But I'd fix it. It just wasn't that interesting. It really all it was. I guess I would have probably dragged out the whole, like, oh no, he's a vampire thing, like, a little bit longer, meaning, like, maybe he tried to hide it a little bit instead of, like, waving his dick around at his 16-year-old
neighbor. No, I really like that it was just immediately off the bat.
Yeah, that's
like,
actually, it set itself apart from the pack at the beginning, and it was kind of the middle section where it started to feel...
Yeah, they downtrodden. They didn't spend 20 minutes going, is he a vampire? It was just like, right off the bat, this dude's a fucking vampire.
Yeah.
But that's the issue, is that I feel like they could have probably made it so that there was no middle part that was really fucking boring if they had just dragged that out a little bit longer. Because you didn't need every adult in his fucking life to be like, no,
it's the opposite. They should have had more, like, of the character, of the lead vampire turning other people. Like, start creating, like, an army. Like, they could have done stuff.
Yeah, higher stakes.
Yeah, like they did in... like they did in Lost Boys, where they had legitimately a whole pack of vampires to kill.
Friday Night seems like it would be a really good first movie for a sequel that's superior, but I bet that's not what happened.
Like, Lost Boys the Trap, so much better than
this movie was absolutely okay.
Fix it or franchise it?
I don't know. I think I will franchise it just because... Left us hanging with a okay ending. We got Ed in the window watching him.
I could watch more Ed. If the sequel had more Ed, I'd be into it.
Definitely.
Because Ed was like watching Joffrey from Game of Thrones. It's just like, it was sickening to watch this character.
He was definitely watching across the street jerking off.
His last name was Joffrey, too. That's what gave me that idea. The actor.
Oh, wow.
I think I remember seeing that.
I hated that character, and anytime he was on the screen, it made my skin crawl.
His teeth.
Not everyone's seen the movie, so would someone like to explain?
Ed is fucking weird, and he probably shoots people.
And his nickname's Evil.
We forgot to describe the movie.
Yeah, fuck it. We're already...
The movie was okay. Just watch it.
Chris, what's the next segment?
I get to fix it or franchise it, right?
I'm so sorry. I'm just steamrolling right over you.
You're so mean. I would definitely franchise it. Fright Night 2, Amy joins the Babysitter's Club. All I've got.
Good answer. Honestly.
Good.
Because I feel like she's like definitely a character off of one of the covers of the stupid book series, The Babysitter's Club.
Because she's shallow and not very well developed. I'm thinking probably the weakest part of the movie.
Also, that really short hair bob with the awful ponytail.
I think the mom was the weakest part.
No, because I liked her. She was funny. Her first few lines set the tone really well.
But Amy was all like, I thought you wanted to make love to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was a great line.
Amy and his mom was like, get it, son.
I don't need hot cocoa, Mom. I'm not having a nightmare.
You want a Valium?
This fucking microwave never melts these goddamn marshmallows how I like them.
Why aren't you fucking that virgin? God damn it.
Come on. Look, there's a new dick in the neighborhood. Let me wear my cleavage dress.
Hope he's not gay.
Did you notice that he was drinking a Bloody Mary?
Aw, I did notice that.
I was
complete with celery.
Pretty.
I missed that part.
I did too.
Good.
I missed it too.
We don't pay.
I thought that was like
pause.
I thought that was really good.
What's the opposite of subtext?
Text.
Bold text. Bold italicized underlined.
Yeah.
Highlighted.
Captain Obvious.
Wink, wink, wink.
16. So I will also franchise this. Actually, no, I'll fix it. I think Vincent Price shouldn't have been a prick, and he should have been in this movie.
Vincent Price was offended when he was given this script.
He thought
he was being mocked.
When he saw that the character of Peter Vincent was based on him, he, you know, didn't
Which
like the movie.
Which was directly stolen by Gremlins 2.
He's not wrong.
Remember the vampire in Gremlins 2?
There was a vampire in Gremlins 2?
Yeah, it's the exact same bit as the Peter Vincent from Fright Night. It's
not all of us have watched Gremlins like 10 or 20 times.
More in the hundreds, Chris. But still.
I just meant in the last month.
Oh.
More in the hundreds, Chris.
No, Gremlins 2, there's a plot about this, like, horror TV show.
The New Batch.
Gremlins 2, The New Batch, yes. Escape from Manhattan.
Is that what it's called?
I want people to be clear that we're talking about Gremlins 2, The New Batch.
Wait,
Gremlins
to the new bitch?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I redact
my Gremlins is just walking around with a pimp cane.
Slap it. This is my new bitch.
Oh my gosh.
It's a woman crying the entire time.
I know this is not the right time, but what the fuck is Gremlins? Is he a chicken McNugget that's just purple?
No, he's the inside of a chicken McNugget before they cook it.
It's pink.
Oh yeah.
They're all pink.
No, they're white when they get to McDonald's.
They're all pink on the inside, Tony.
What? Can you go to a website and buy, like, a dildo that's Grimace? And there's, like, a
bad dragon. Grimace sees you staring at him from across the McDonald's.
Oh, wait.
He comes here and
fills
my anus.
He leans over, pulls his butt cheeks apart.
A hamburger falls out.
Tootie, tootie, disco cutie.
Grimace captures the Hamburglar.
Grimace.
He's like, I'll be taking you to the police, Hamburglar. Is there nothing I can do to convince you to let me go?
Guys, they remake the entirety of The Greasy Strangler with Ronald McDonald Grimace in the fucking hamburger. Hi, beautiful Grimace.
Oh,
are we exclusive?
God.
Ronald said he saw you pee last night. Oh, I get it.
Wouldn't it be a little Chicken McNugget thing? I want to stop and drop this one.
Bad Dragon, if you're taking a request, we'd like one of Grimace, please.
Oh my god, please.
I feel like that's
I want to get deep in
not
that purple
that
putty.
Far out of their repertoire.
They're like, all right.
Grimace is technically like a fuzzy who doesn't know what to do.
A fuzzy?
Yeah, he's not a furry, he's a fuzzy.
He's a fuzzy. It's people who fuck Muppets. Kermit's just there screaming.
I always thought fuzzy was really like,
it's our next segment.
You don't remember it all
deeper.
That long.
The next segment is a tagline. You're it, Tommy.
Oh, I mean, this is such just like a run-of-the-mill movie. I feel like it should have a tagline that like is what the actual tagline is. So it'd be like, his neighbor is a vampire. Better call the neighborhood
Saul.
Watch association.
Better call Saul.
Call Saul. I don't know. Yeah. Fuck it. That's
oh shit.
It. I hate this game.
Before we do this one,
oh,
since
God.
We already started,
wow.
How would Dan Aykroyd make this movie better?
He would have been a vampire.
Genuinely, if Dan Aykroyd had been the Vincent Price character, it would have been entertaining.
Yeah.
You know how upset I was when I was looking up to see if Dan Aykroyd had been in any vampire movies so I could come up with a trivia for him?
Mm-mm.
Nothing.
Dan Aykroyd does
he
not
doesn't
do any sacrilege.
Yeah. He doesn't care about vampires.
No, he's scared of them and he knows they're real and doesn't mock them.
Maybe he really is one.
But
Dan Aykroyd, if you're listening...
We're sorry.
At the garlic, man.
So, Dan Aykroyd, better movie, Dylan?
Absolutely. I think that if Dan Aykroyd played any character, including both Amy and the mom, this movie would have been better. I think that genuinely anytime his acting is blessed upon any film, it automatically becomes 10 times better than it was. If he had been the Greasy Strangler, I truly believe that would have been a movie above and beyond what we've been
now. You're a real hootie-tootie disco cutie.
You probably think I'm the Greasy Strangler.
That is for you. I am the Greasy Strangler.
Dan Aykroyd, would he make this movie better?
He, of course, would.
And how many blowjobs would he get from a vampire?
Zero, because he'd be delivering them.
Did you see Amy's mouth?
Bro.
You want to get that blowjob.
Oof.
Just look up the poster. Yeah. That's...
It wasn't a poster. That was a still frame I sent you.
Oh, well, the poster is Amy's mouth, and that's...
Yeah, in the Ghosty Ghosts fog. They
it's like
the
movie Teeth,
that.
Except instead of a vagina, it's a mouth. It's oral dentata.
it's just teeth.
They definitely stole that.
Oh, Dan Aykroyd.
Dana Aykroyd, if you got married to him.
Whoa!
That's how it works.
Yeah.
Dan
yeah.
and Dana.
I don't know if I feel that way about
Dana.
Him.
He takes her first name, she takes his last. So they're both Dana Aykroyd.
Then we'd have to dress like twinsies.
You probably would anyway. It's Dan Aykroyd.
I think Dan Aykroyd would look a lot better in the vampire jacket that was both reminiscent of the 80s and also of like the 17th century.
The costume designer really outdid himself on
yeah.
Friday Night.
Yeah, I think Dan Aykroyd would be best as the Vincent Price part.
Yeah, agreed.
Where he's the old man who pretends to believe but doesn't believe.
Okay, and then Tagline, you're it. And mine was, his neighbor is a vampire. Yeah. Better call the NWA. Not that one.
Better call the Black Lives Matter. Next. I don't know.
Don't.
Fright Night, a movie you can really sink your teeth into.
Oh, come on, so cliche.
Go the stakes are twice as
all
high.
All of them except Ross.
Why did you choose that one?
I don't know.
But Ross is the only one who can actually do it.
Ross is my baby boy.
I don't know. Fright Night, don't believe what you see on TV.
That's good. Oh. It connects back with the TV
thing. Yeah, yes, that's part of the movie.
What's the actual?
Fuck you, Peter Vincent.
Okay. I'm going to, yeah, I don't know.
I think Fright Night, board up your windows, don't just paint them over.
Oh, but like, board isn't a pun, because we were kind of bored during the second
half.
Yeah, okay, we can go with that. I think that's fair. I think that's solid advice to any, you know, nightwalkers out there.
Yeah, be fucking interesting, Jesus Christ.
It was not that boring. It was okay.
You know.
It was okay.
I think
it was better than Chud.
True.
It was better than Greasy Strangler.
It was way better than the fucking Explorers.
Alright, what's your tagline?
Don't I got one, though.
Chris doesn't have to move.
How confused I'd be if I was at Blockbuster in 1996. I pick up a copy of Fright Night, and then on the cover it just says, don't have one. Chris Morgan.
I'll tell you, the real ones are very bad.
What are they?
Oh, there are some very good reasons to be afraid.
Oh.
Of the dark.
Oh.
If you love being scared, it'll be the night of your life. There are good reasons to be afraid of the dark.
This movie's not scary at all.
It was fun. There were some spooks.
No.
Oh, which, I mean, scares the audience.
I was not spooky.
Chris, put this out of its misery. What have we got left?
Is it over?
I think that's it. What did we learn today, Tommy?
I learned a really good way to make pancakes, but it'll knock you right the fuck out. Yeah, I'm gonna stick with that. I also learned pass.
I learned that
come on, buddy.
You know what I learned? I don't really enjoy when Chris wins. That's what I learned. Chris makes episodes that
I put too much effort into it.
Chris makes episodes I don't really enjoy that much.
Let me tell you what I learned, is that Chris's appetite for cum biscuits is insatiable.
Winnie the Pooh looks on scared.
Absolutely insatiable.
Grimace turned to Chris.
Speaking of appetites.
It's 10:45, Chris. You've missed the cutoff window.
Speaking of appetites, I think the thing I learned today is that the only thing more delicious than blood, vampires really like eating apples.
Oh, yeah.
Which I was surprised, because I didn't think that they could
digest
that.
He ate a lot of fruit, yeah. Maybe it was a reference to, like, the first sin.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
What is so funny?
Just the image of Grimace from the McDonald's commercials.
Oh my gosh, Tom, are you crying?
45, Chris. You've missed your
I've just been drinking too much, and it's been scary.
Joke with no logic behind it, so...
What did you learn, Chris?
I learned that it doesn't matter how good the movie is or how sympathetic the characters are. Tommy will find something to sympathize with the character as long as he has a fucking Jeep.
He had a handsome fucking Jeep.
It was a normal
Jeep.
He almost got a blowjob in pajamas in the middle of a club, Chris. He was rocking
the
next
vampire,
level.
Yeah.
He was rocking next level sex. Oh, also, by the way, we didn't need to add love potion number 8 to this movie because motherfucker just carried it around in his eyes.
Yeah, he was a date rape.
We also don't use love potion number 8 because the date rape drug.
But he did.
I totally had a link.
He definitely almost fucked a 16-year-old.
We don't know how old she was.
Well, Chris, I'm assuming she's 16.
He also didn't almost fuck her.
They were in high school.
He definitely fucked her.
Yeah, he did.
Weird.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she moaned pleasurably when he bit her neck.
He did have a Jeep, so...
Yep. And McDonald's has breakfast all night now, Chris.
And you know, guys with Jeeps just can't help themselves around 16-year-olds.
True.
You missed the cutoff, Chris.
Doesn't make sense.
Yes, I got you because you can't get breakfast anymore. You can't get your precious gum biscuits. Oh my god.
Grimace is sitting there in the ball pit waiting for you.
Covered in gum. He's maddened.
He's just checking his watch saying, where's Chris?
Chris, hurry up! Get in the pit!
Thank you, you're McDonald's, late. For sponsoring this segment.
I guess I'll just have to use the Hamburglar.
Also, thanks for sponsoring Chris's appetite.
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
Mm-mm, he's
insatiable.
Loving it.
Alright, that does it. Cut it, print it, move on.
Thanks for having me on again.
Bye.
We'll see you next week. You won.
Hey everyone, if you want to enter the drawing to win the signed Krampus DVD and the 4 tickets to Dan's Haunted House, all you need to do is leave a review on iTunes with the line, "Not My Krampus," somewhere in the review. We will be announcing the winner on the episode to be released on September 19th, and Dan even promised that you can get a sweaty hug if you would like. So,
Today's episode was edited by Christopher Morgan.
And produced by Tommy Davis.
We are not sponsored by any products mentioned in this episode. Any sponsorship plug was made entirely in a satirical manner.
We make a lot of jokes, but we as a podcast do not support racism, sexism, or prejudice in any form.
And any calls to violence or in support of violence were made entirely for comedic purposes.
If you'd like to contact the podcast, email us at bmoviedeathmatch@gmail.com.
And you can follow us on Twitter at BMovieDM, right?
Yes, that is B, the letter B,
there
movie,
you go.
And then the letters DM.
We'll see you next week.